This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you had written a very interesting question on studies. And how come these studies conflict? Some studies say ivermectin helps. Other studies say ivermectin doesn't. And how do we have such a difference when it comes to studies? And how do you know whether a study is worth it or FOS, full of poop? And so, you know, I'm, as a medical professional, as a physician, when we were medical students and then residents, we had to very frequently dissect research articles to figure out how much BS there was, if it was BS or if this was pretty darn valid. And so one thing we learned was to, number one, is maybe not take a lot of stock into a study that was funded by a private entity. So if, let's say, there was a study on a drug working, and the study was funded by the pharmaceutical company that made the drug, even though the data could still be fantastic data, you got to still take with a grain of salt because there could be some secondary gain. A government study on three different drugs that show that one drug worked better would hold a little bit more water than the company saying, look, this is what our drug did, it's good. Now, do pharmaceutical companies run their studies? Absolutely. And the FDA needs those studies. They need to look at those studies. Those studies are still entered into the scientific literature, and they are still counted. But if you're reading something and it's a company going, well, we did a survey, and apparently they all, most of the people want to invest in this, and lo and behold, we provide those investments, yeah, you got to be careful with that. When it came to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, I looked at a lot of the studies, and there were studies done by entities in other countries saying, we found this to work, we found this to work, we found this not to work. And if I could summarize what some of the studies where we might be with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine when it comes to COVID, is there was some evidence showing that it could help, but there wasn't evidence showing once you're in the hospital completely sick with COVID them working. And so if a study says the medicine doesn't work, my question would be, at what point in the illness? We understand that the replication interference or the phagocytosis interference that the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine respectively could offer with a COVID virus, SARS-CoV, would only produce a benefit before the cytokine storm, before you get that big, huge immune reaction. So if somebody said, these studies that said, look, we looked at hospitalized patients, it didn't work. Well, of course not, because once you're in the hospital with the inflammatory response, your prevention medicate, your prevention of the virus getting in there is moot. But if somebody said, look, we had people with mild early on, we gave them the medication early on, and we found that they did not end up in the hospital, well, that could be, maybe it's because the medicine did work, or it could also be luck of the draw, they only had mild COVID. So, you know, we're kind of, studies, you really have to look at the study and read the limitations. In every study we've done, or in every study I've had to do with students, we always have a limitation paragraph or a limitation page. And that's my favorite. That's my favorite because I can explain, look, you know, one thing that wasn't ideal about the study is most of the participants were of one demographic or another. So I can't necessarily extrapolate this to the whole city. You know, or, you know, one limitation is all these patients we looked at with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were hospitalized. You know, we didn't really necessarily get to these people who day one were starting to not feel well because they didn't report to their medical provider that they weren't feeling well day one. So, you know, there's caveats and there's obviously, you know, like I said, the limitations will help you also decide if that study is more representative of the type of data that you need. I think a very easy study, and I don't think anybody's done it, and I don't know why, maybe they have, is anybody, when it comes to COVID and hydroxychloroquine, anybody who was on the medication prior to the end of 2019, prior to the COVID outbreak, and they were on that medication for, let's say, their autoimmune issues. Ask how they did. How many people who died of COVID were on hydroxychloroquine at the time or had another autoimmune issue? Then we might be able to surmise some possible protective effect. But testing, you know, people who are in the hospital, giving them, you know, every medication out there, once that cytokine storm kicks in, you know, we start to kind of wonder. Now, you know, what Aaron Rodgers, I think, took it early on. Dennis Prager took it early on. Would they have had a mild case anyway? Or did their hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, whatever they took, help? So, you know, same thing with flu medication. If you, let's say, take Tamiflu for the flu, you have to take it within the first 48 hours, no later than 72 hours, for it to work. Once you're in full-blown flu, day four or five, it doesn't seem to work. Same thing with COVID. You need to take the Paxlovid within the first 5 days. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So last month, one of you had asked, well, this was, I believe, when I was out of town, so maybe about a month and a half. Why isn't the rest of the country doing what Minnesota's doing when it comes to paid leave, when it comes to sick leave, lactation? Minnesota, they believe, was doing it right. Well, it's interesting. I wasn't that, shall we say, well-versed on what's been going on with a lot of the PTO and paid time off and medical leave and FMLA. I mean, I know what FMLA does for the country, but in terms of states... States can change, as long as they have the federal basis, they could become more lenient, they could offer more benefits, or legislate employers to do more at the state level. And that's what Minnesota has done. Many of those small business owners are freaking out. And because it's going to cost them a lot of money, they're going to be at higher risk of fines, and they'll have staff that might not show up to work because they could take advantage of the paid time off. So some of the things that has, I guess, changed in Minnesota is much more liberal sick leave and safe time leave. This is not going to be just for full time. Temporary and seasonal employees could also get paid sick leave. Employees would be entitled to accrue 1 hour every 30 hours worked, up to a total of 48 hours per year. You could roll it over, which, by the way, I support rolling it over. I can't stand this, if you don't use it, you'll lose it, because then everybody takes off at the end of the year, and you're left with no staff. So I like the idea of it rolling over, but I also understand how for employers, if somebody has 2,000 hours, they might not go to work at all for months. So I get that it's tricky. They said that the cap is going to be 80 hours. In the alternative, employees may front load their 80 hours. So they could get their 80 hours even if they don't later keep the job. So that's, I don't have the actual language, but that's being suggested as a possibility. But they could use it if they have medical concerns, they're taking care of a family member, are a victim of domestic violence, or there's closures of school, work, and daycare facilities. If it's related to weather from public emergencies or related to communicable diseases, these closures, they might be able to take that 80 hours right out the gate. Employers need to make everybody aware of these policies. The average Minnesotan, which, again, if this ever extrapolates and goes to the rest of the country, the average worker might not know how much free time they get or pay time. An employer has to amend the employee handbook. If they don't, they could get in trouble and get fined. Non-competes would be going away. Non-competes is something we doctors deal with all the time, where if we work for a company and then quit, they don't want us going across the street and taking patients or somebody else, clients, etc. And there have been people that have done that. I saw that very early on in medicine. I never had anybody sign a non-compete. It's just once I saw that they were starting to do that. How I look at it is, you know, if a patient wants to be with a provider, let them go. Let them be with that provider if that's who they want to be. But we had one person early on who was working at two places, and the patients were starting to go to that other place. I was like, you know what? That's fine, but I these are patients that, you know, are you obviously like working at that other place. No harm, no foul. Just go work at that other place. You don't necessarily have to take my patients. Just go work there. It's fine. So that was the only time we let somebody go, but we never had anybody sign a non-compete. And she was only with us a week or two when we caught that happening. But when we've had other providers who, if they move across town and those patients who live across town want to see them, that's theirs. Go ahead. But I get that there's a lot of intellectual property and there's a lot of clientele that many companies have that don't want to lose it. In Minnesota, they're getting rid of, I believe, the non-compete. They say non-competition agreements will be valid and enforceable if they restrict smaller business in a reasonable geographical area or a reasonable period of time, such as the sale of the business or anticipation of dissolution of the business. But the other non-compete where you just can't work for 5 miles for the next 5 years, those are going away. There's also going to be prevention of retaliation if an employee wants to unionize or they meet to unionize. Pregnancy and nursing moms, rather than there just being a 12-month limit of allowing somebody to leave to pump and breastfeed, they're getting rid of the 12 months because some people breastfeed for years. So this omnibus jobs bill in Minnesota changes that. For breastfeeding moms, I know a lot of moms that still breastfeed at 2, 3, even 4 years old. Personally, I think the older child, like a 4-year-old, should already be on a regular diet and not necessarily need to still have mom's milk. But We don't in medicine discourage because we think mom's milk is one of the healthiest things for the child. So I don't see a lot of four-year-olds still breastfeeding. But I do agree that many women don't just stop at 12 months. Why did the 12-month mark come about? Well, because babies aren't supposed to have regular cow's milk until after a year. And so many parents put their child on a regular diet off of formula at the year mark. But some kids still want to breastfeed. So I'm okay with that. I think that's absolutely fine. The lactation space has to be clean, private, and secure. And it's not supposed to be a bathroom or toilet stall. There also has to be an electrical outlet nearby for the pump. I get that. That's nice. There has to be more frequent and longer restroom, food, and water breaks without having to bring in a medical note. So if a 10 or 15 minute break isn't long enough, they have to be able to expand the break time. They're going to broaden parental leave. There's going to be a reasonable accommodation fund, where it'll reimburse employers for the cost of expenses incurred by providing reasonable accommodations for individuals with disabilities, but it caps at $30,000. So if you have to redo some counter space, though a lot of people have handicapped counter spacing, handicapped spacing and a handicapped bathroom, but if there's only one and you need two or three, that might cost money. So, you know, should the rest of the country be doing what Minnesota is doing? Well, we're hearing from small business owners that one of the biggest sticking points is whenever they have an employee on leave and is gone, that costs them a lot of money because they're paying them to be gone and then they're paying another person. And with leave, and I get it, you know, I've never used most of my leave because I'm a workaholic. But if you got to stay home or go on vacation and get paid for that, that's kind of nice. And so the more leave, the harder it is to have staff there. I think it's important to have a balance. I do. I mean, I've seen employers, I don't agree with this, but I've seen employers mandate when the paid leave is going to be. So one doctor's office said, each person gets assigned a week in the year. They could choose, but if everybody wants Christmas, it doesn't happen that way because then there's nobody there to cover. So they give you, let's say, the week of May 17th or you the week of February 20th, and that's your paid week. I don't necessarily like that per se. I think when a person needs leave, they need leave. But I told you what I think should happen is sick leave should renew in the late fall and not July or January. The big problem we have is people use their leave for vacation and for other things, either pretending they're sick or maybe being sick, and then all of a sudden November comes around and there's no more leave. So people come to work sick. And America's answer is we'll give them more leave. Well, why didn't they save up their leave when they weren't sick? And I think leave should be renewed in November so that if people do get sick, they don't make other people sick, forcing themselves to come to work because they're on leave. This way they have their new trove of leave hours they could use when they're sick. We'll see what happens. But if small business continues to struggle, they're going to replace workers because they won't be able to pay for workers who aren't there. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. UPS and the Teamsters Union will return to the bargaining table this week. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says the U.S. soldier who crossed the border into North Korea made a serious mistake. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says he's worried North Korea will try to exact a price for the release of Private Travis King. At least 6 people dead following a series of weekend shootings in the Chicago area. That violence breaking out Friday when a man was fatally shot during an armed robbery. Since then, more than 20 others were injured in shootings, with the victims ranging in age from 13 to 64. Israel's parliament meeting today for a vote on the controversial overhaul of the judicial system pushed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu just released from the hospital after being fitted with a pacemaker, Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Even though Twitter now has a new logo, it's an X. They gave the bird to the bird. Let's talk about marijuana now. So there has been a lot of debate on if the legalization of marijuana was a good thing or a bad thing. Now, I told you guys, when I voted to legalize marijuana in my neck of the woods, it was, one, to be able to allow agencies to study it and pharmaceutical companies to study it for its medicinal applications, which I believe it would have medicinal, and it does have medicinal applications. Number two is I wanted to free up our cops. I think Metro has enough to deal with than to have to also do arrests when it came to marijuana and small bags of weed. So I like the idea of freeing up law enforcement. And the third main reason why I voted to legalize it is we were ridiculously limiting people who had pain access to pain control. because of fear of the overdose crisis and everything going on with fentanyl, that I was worried that you'd have a lot of people in pain going to the underground market as opposed to being able to get treatment in a legal fashion. So marijuana was able to provide some individuals pain control. Not everybody, but when I would be doing some public speaking, some of the people in the audience said they were turning to edibles for their diabetic neuropathy because that's all they could get. I did vote to legalize marijuana. Was I worried about the ramifications? Yeah. And I just didn't think the kids would be accessing it so quickly. I mean, I knew they would, just like beer or cigarettes or vaping. I just didn't realize we would see so many kids drop out of school. I didn't realize we'd see so much psychosis, depression, anxiety. I didn't think I was going to smell it on the highway, where somebody had such a high concentration in their truck, or in the middle of a desert, driving 70 miles an hour, you could smell it. So, yeah, we did have some unintended consequences. And some studies have shown that in places like Colorado and Washington, it's mixed. Some studies showed more car accidents, others less. We start to wonder if many of the STDs or the STIs that have been rising are people using marijuana, not really panicking about the condom use or not, and being a little bit more lax, a little bit more relaxed when it comes to sex. Could it be linked to a lot of the unintended pregnancies? We don't have enough studies. But we do have two interesting studies that have come out. One that says, that this was in May, that said marijuana was linked to psychosis and an uptick in schizophrenia. I think they studied people in Denmark. But then we have another study that came out in JAMA saying no statistical difference. With this latest study, it looked at the legalization of marijuana. I want to give credit where credit's due. It's in the journal JAMA Network Open. State cannabis legalization and psychosis-related healthcare utilization. So despite there being studies showing that marijuana is linked to psychosis, their study said that results from fully adjusted models show that compared with no legalization policy, states with legalization policies experience no statistically significant increase in rates of psychosis-related diagnoses. So in their retrospective cohort study of commercial and Medicare Advantage claims data, they said the state policies were not associated with any increase in rates of psychosis-related health outcomes. So this is another example where you have these studies that conflict. Now, I don't want people to panic. That's what science is. I understand during the COVID pandemic, legislators did not want us to question science and study and have hypotheses, but that's really what we do in science. So you could have one study saying marijuana is good, another study saying marijuana is bad, one study saying ivermectin works early on, another study saying ivermectin doesn't work once you're hospitalized. This sort of debate is nothing new. That's what science does. Which antibiotic is best for MRSA? Which antibiotic is best and in how many days for UTI? Do you need to do a full 7 or can you get away with 3? Remember, we've been going back and forth on if you start an antibiotic, you need to finish that antibiotic all the way to the end. One study came out saying, no, it's okay if you stop it early. Whether some of us doctors like that study or not, you know, all studies can have limitations, but that's what science does. The problem, though, we have is we still have a rise in suicide. We have veterans killing themselves. We have students, kids. We have massive amounts of patients with depression and anxiety and substance use and substance abuse. Is marijuana playing a role? STIs are on the rise, foodborne illness, workplace injuries, car accidents. So we do have to have a very healthy conversation and debate without somebody accusing somebody of being one political party or another. Me, I'm a physician, I'm a parent, I'm middle age. I want to know that the younger generation that is having a lot more access to marijuana than my generation will still continue to go to work, will still pay taxes, will still, you know, make sure that they're for us later. And a big concern I have, just as a physician, is I am seeing a lot of people with depression and anxiety. And I'll ask them, do you use marijuana? And many of them do. Now, the next question you ask is, are they using the marijuana because they're depressed or anxious? And then, is it helping or making it worse? More and more people are saying, I don't think it's helping anymore. Are you having more paranoia? Are you having more nausea? Are you having trouble sleeping? See, many people have been turning to cannabis to sleep. Well, eventually you get a tolerance to it. And some of these products, the THC component, the psychedelic component, is a heck of a lot stronger than what our fathers smoked during Vietnam. So, I don't think my father did, but we really have a lot of science to go through. We have a lot of questions. We have a lot of hypotheses. It's fascinating to me that you could have two robust studies opposite. One saying marijuana is leading to psychosis. We have this, we've seen people in the ER that have these psychotic episodes after using marijuana. So to have a study say no significant increase, is it that there was a small increase, but it's not enough to write home about? Or is it that we have a lot of individuals with mental illness, the marijuana isn't what caused the mental illness. It just allowed us to see it maybe a little earlier. As a scientist myself, you got to be open to all theories. But we need to be careful, because if the headline says, hey guys, look, marijuana doesn't mess with mental health, you as a parent, if you have a child with depression and anxiety, and they're now hitting the weed, you might not be paying as much attention. You need to. I do believe that, as I've seen it in my patient practice, as I've seen it with kids, that it can be a gateway drug. It can worsen somebody's depression and anxiety, and it can cause psychosis, nausea, cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, GI upset, lack of work, accidents. I've seen that. So if there's a study that says that, I'll believe it. If there's a study that says, look, we don't think it's statistically significant, that to me means these individuals had issues prior. And it's something we need to entertain as medical providers or as society, is do we have such a mental health crisis that people are turning to whatever to try to feel better, and then it's not working? Or their condition is getting worse because they're kicking the can down the road, going to marijuana to help. So please read these studies with a grain of salt. Understand that, yes, any sort of psychoactive substance could affect one's mental health. But we need to do a better job of having other avenues for people who need mental health help than marijuana. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just want to let you know that the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has issued multiple car recalls. If you have a Mazda, Toyota, Nissan, Tesla, you got to listen up. Over or close to 500,000 cars have been recalled. So, Mazda SUVs, 227,000. Had a rear view camera issue. 110,000 Toyota Corollas had to be recalled due to airbags not deploying properly. Nissan recalled about 66,000 vehicles for an unintended acceleration problem. That sounds scary. So car owners can check USA Today's automotive recall database or search the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's database for new recalls. It'll allow you to apparently search based on your vehicle identification number. So the vehicle recalls published over the last week and a half include Mazda's 3 and CX-3 vehicles. The years range anywhere from 2014 to 2018 or 2016 to 2021. So these aren't just brand new. Toyota, however, these involve the 220 or the 2023 vehicles. The airbag might not be deploying properly, increasing the risk of injury during crashes. These include the Corolla Hybrid, the Highlander, the Tacoma, the Lexus. Those need to be looked at. Nissan is recalling 66,000 Leaf vehicles for unintended acceleration issues, which could, of course, cause crashes. You remember there was a mom and her daughter who had hit a tree and their car was on fire. I don't know if that was related to an unintended acceleration or an electric battery. We don't know. But unfortunately, sometimes the recalls don't happen until there's issues that people find. And then Tesla is recalling 15,000 Model S and X vehicles for a seatbelt issue. The seatbelts in the front row may not be connected properly to the pre-tensioner anchors and detach. Not sure why they would be sold without that already being done, but yeah. So Tesla is involved in this. Nissan is recalling about 12,000 Versa and Kicks vehicles for loss of power with the steering assist issue. Jaguar is recalling about 3,100 XE vehicles for rear view camera display. Tesla is recalling 1,300 Model S, Model X, Model Y vehicles for a misaligned camera. McLaren, for those of you that, whew, they're nice. They're recalling about 600 Coupe and Spider, 600 LT Coupe and Spider vehicles for a coolant leak. BMW has a bar malfunction, recalling about 360 vehicles of their drive and X-drive cars. And then Toyota's recalling about 200 RAV4 vehicles for valve stem issue. So check it out. For those of you with vehicles that might be within those, check out the USA Today Automotive Recall Database or the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So Twitter's back in the news. Apparently this weekend, they changed the brand from the little Tweety Bird to an X. Now, NBC News says Elon Musk said the idea of changing the logo to an X was to embody the imperfections in all of us that make us unique. So this is, Twitter's not looking like Twitter that much anymore. And I'm fine with that. I wasn't a big fan of Twitter. I had issues with Twitter. I still do in terms of it just being so cluttered. I use Facebook more than anything else. But the website Twitter is still live and branding. When we went to X.com, it just sent you to GoDaddy. But apparently Elon Musk has X.com as his website. So that's odd. So Elon Musk had posted a short video of a flickering X. And when he was asked in a Twitter Spaces audio chat if he is changing the logo, he said, "We are cutting the Twitter logo off the building with blow torches." So now you see X as their symbol. He said X was to embody the imperfections in all of us that make us unique. That's an interesting statement. So, you know, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but when, you know, we tell a child that they're unique, but I don't like freckles. I don't like not having freckles. How come I have a mole here? How come I'm short? How come I'm tall? But we don't necessarily call those imperfections. We just say that's who you are. You have freckles. I have freckles. This person doesn't. We're all unique in our own way. Interesting that the term imperfections, because imperfections implies you have something wrong with you. And we're trying to gear away from that language where you don't have anything wrong with you. You're just different. You're blonde. You're brunette. You're redheaded. You're tall. You know, we're unique. And so, I'm not really too sure what that means. He said, as soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds. So the web address x.com is starting to redirect. The domain, I guess, is owned by him, so we'll see. But anyway, so, with Twitter changing, what I like about this is we've been kind of blown away by these big companies during the COVID pandemic of getting stronger. And we've been noticing that some of these companies are feeding on smaller companies and just dominating. So Amazon, that was the go-to place. And I credit Amazon for helping us during the pandemic, but you can't compete with Amazon. It's big. They have the resources. They have the staff. They have the money. They have the trucks. So it's a beast. iPhone, boy, did people spend money on iPhones and smartphones. That industry might not be going away anytime soon. Social media, huge. I never thought I would see Facebook or Twitter get this big. Threads, I'm not on it. It's Meta's new app. A lot of people joined, but now what do? It's kind of hard to read. There's just too many posts. So I'd have to actively look somebody up. It's just too cluttered for me. Twitter, just like that. Twitter, to me, reminded me of a college message board where there was so much stuff on there. Unless you put your message in front of somebody else's, which was rude, nobody was going to read it or see it. So with Twitter, and I've been hacked multiple times, I don't do much on it. And I'm definitely not paying $11 a month to get a check mark. If Twitter doesn't understand that I'm a radio host, I'm not going to pay for that. But what's interesting is they're showing that there's a struggle. That just because something is so huge right now doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be there forever. The electric typewriter was huge. When my mom was able to use an electric typewriter and not have to use a manual anymore with the finger pain, I learned on a manual because my mom wanted me to know how to type so I could get a secretarial job, if I fail in school, which I didn't. I was really good in school, but, she thought something would happen. She wanted me to make sure I could get a job and I could work for somebody as a secretary, and because that's what she did. And so I learned how to type on a manual. Then when an electric came out, it was like, whoa, do we use electric typewriters anymore? Not really. I think we saw maybe in the Mission Impossible, I might have seen an electric typewriter. But other than that, we haven't seen those in decades. Things change. The BlackBerry. And BlackBerry came out with that little baby ball that would scroll around an arrow or BR dial. It got replaced by a smartphone. Easy. Our cars are going to be replaced by electric cars. So seeing that everything has a rise and fall just kind of reminds us that whatever we have right now is not going to be permanent. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.